No, they just taste like Mayhaws. But they make real good jelly.
What kinds of berries do people get from the nursery to set out?
Strawberries. Well, there is a what they call a tame blackberry that they put out sometime.
What about one that's got a rough surface? Some are red, some are red and black.
With a rough surface?
With an arm.
Raspberry? No, we don't ever have any raspberry. I've heard of it. No, we don't ever set it. We don't grow anything like that, really. It'd be a very rare thing to find anybody with raspberries.
Say if you saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you'd tell someone, you better be careful, they might be
poison.
And what kinds of bushes or vines would make your skin break out if you touched
them? Oh, poison ivy.
How do you recognize that?
It has three leaves. The poison ivy has three leaves.
Is it a plant or a
It's a vine. A vine.
And you say, talking about something that you see in your sleep, you say, this is what I
dreamed.
Okay. And often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I
what I dream or what I have dreamed.
You say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And say if you've got someone some medicine, you go in and you say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person would say, well,
I've already taken it.
Or an hour ago, I
took it an hour ago.
And in another hour,
I'll take it again.
And you say, you ran down the springboard and what, into the water?
Dived into the water or jumped into the water.
And you say, several children have
dived in the water.
But that child was too scared
to dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a... You know what I mean? You hit flat on your stomach instead of...
Oh, belly buster.
Huh?
Belly buster.
And you say, he dived in and went across.
Swam across.
And you say, I have never...
Swam? Across? What do you mean?
Okay.
I've never swum across.
You say, children like to
swim.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might
drowned.
Say yesterday somebody
drowned.
And when they pulled him out, he had already
drowned.
Okay. If you put your head on the ground and roll over, you turn
up. Somersault.
Did y'all swim?
Where
did you
go
swimming around?
Oh, just any little hole we could find big enough.
Did you have a lake or a pond on your property?
No, it was in the creek when I was a kid. Sometimes we would dig a place out, you know, and widen. It would usually be where the creek had widened out, naturally widened, a wide place, you know. And we might get down there and put sticks and logs and dirt and junk and kind of build a little dam like, you know. And then we would shovel the banks off and make it a little bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But we all learned to swim real well.
Deep enough there to where you could...
Oh, shoot, it probably wouldn't be over waist deep on a grown-up, you know. Maybe chest deep on a grown-up, but believe it or not, you can learn to swim real well in water no deeper than that.
I guess you wouldn't be scared.
So you feel so secure, you really learn quicker.
Yeah.
In shallow water. The way I taught my children to swim is I never took them over their head. You know, I would take them to where it might be waist deep on me, but still they could get their nose. They could stand on the bottom and get their nose out of the water, and then I would point them back toward the shore, you know. And first I would show them how to do their hands and you know, how to kick and all. Usually the first thing I did was hold them by the hands and let them just kick and learn to kick and get confident of staying on top of the water. And then, see, that way they weren't afraid of drowning because they were always going back